Time is running out to save on your Disney summer vacation. It's Danielle, and if you want to score adult tickets at child prices, you need UndercoverTourist.com. They're an authorized seller of Disney tickets to both Walt Disney World and Disneyland. These are the real deal. They link to the official Disney app so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. I am so excited for you to save at UndercoverTourist.com. They have a best price guarantee. The magic awaits at UndercoverTourist.com.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Two, three, four.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
Five, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
Oh, look, it's the Monday edition of the 15-minute morning show podcast. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
What are you doing to your hair, Nate?
Well, I can almost get it into a pony at this point.
Here, go sideways. Yeah. Let's see your pony.
Yeah.
You're a hairy
nub. Wow,
yeah. Look at that.
It's getting there. When it's wet, apparently it's easier to do. So right now it's...
Yes.
It's
I don't have that problem.
One day.
Come on, get in a pony there, Frog. So there's Nate, his pony, and there's Froggy, and there's Danielle, and Scotty B, and Scary, and Gandhi, and there's Garrett, and... The only thing we have behind Brody today is just a electrical outlet.
Mm-hmm. Damn.
A wood wall. Yeah.
That's it? There's no creativity going on there today?
That's all I got, man. It's a rough
Come on,
weekend.
Brody.
Oh, what's the matter?
Danielle, I'm being facetious.
I think we should do a little show and tell based on the fact that he doesn't have anything.
Oh, you want show and tell?
Nothing down here.
When are you going to get
it? I don't either.
Gotta warn us, man.
I got something.
Okay, if you have it, show it. What are you doing? She's talking to someone.
I told my boyfriend I was going to use him, and he's struggling against it. He's saying no.
He has a stomach ache. He needs to go poo.
He does. But he's like 10 feet away from me on the couch. He could just pop his head in here and wave.
You know what?
No, you can't yell.
Hi, Brandon.
They yelled at you, hi. You say it. You can't.
I don't
She's like, this is
there.
Radio, Brandon.
See, they don't believe anyone's here. Say it loudly.
Hello. Oh, no.
How do we know that's not a recording?
So far, your idea of doing show and tell is really going
all
well.
All right, never mind.
Brandon ruined everything.
Yeah, we need a heads up, Nate.
You're in your basement. Just turn around and grab a game.
What? That's not fun. Grab a game. Who cares about a stupid game?
I would love to get Kush out. Kush is starting to shed, and Kush looks really cool. When he sheds, but I don't think he's
going to
be.
Does he look like his little sweater coming off?
Yeah, I mean, it's more than like a sweater coming off. He looks like an absolute crazy, like insane scientist lizard type of thing.
Really?
Like he's got this just white stuff. Yeah. Oh, Brandon's going to try to get him, I think. No, he's not. he's a little testier when he starts to shed, so maybe I got to leave him alone. We'll see.
I have a special guest.
Special guest.
Okay, so I set this studio up in my basement when there's bookshelves down here, but I haven't really been down here to do anything for so many years. So the books I have in my bookshelf are like from another era. So here I have Howard Stern, Miss America.
Okay. Oh.
I have Buddhism for Dummies.
Huh? I like it.
And the Mansions of Long Island's Gold Coast.
Ooh, those are lovely, yeah. Really.
You can tell a lot about it. Oh, look, show and tell at Garrett's house.
Yes, show and tell at my house. My wife.
Hi, Allie.
She's actually working. She's working right now, so she's talking. She has a low.
Watching the computer.
Yeah, she's watching the computer because she has a lull in patience right now because she does telemed. So I was like, can you say hi? She goes, sure.
It's a good show and tell. A live show and tell.
What's the weirdest thing they've called about on a telemed?
Oh God, I don't even know if I could say.
Say it.
HIPAA.
Light bulb up.
No, HIPAA.
They're a HIPAA.
Yeah, but don't say who it is. He's not saying
right.
Who it is.
Do they like show you things they shouldn't show you?
Pictures of body parts sent in.
Hot dogs stuck in butts.
Stuck in butts. Scotty.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Wow.
I can tell you later so I don't get her in trouble.
Well, okay. Yeah, let's not break any rules here.
No.
You need to keep your gig. It's all good.
Yeah. No, that'd be great.
Does anyone else have a living, breathing show and tell?
I can go get mine. I mean, he's right upstairs if you want.
Bye.
She has a patient in the waiting room. She's got to go.
Okay. Huh. Well, that was fun.
Well, this is fun.
Yay.
I can go get more books. I've got tons of books.
Yeah. Can we talk about what's been going on between Brody and Scary and myself all morning?
What's been going on?
Oh. So there's a topic that they wanted to bring on the air. I don't know which one of them really wanted to bring. Wait. So Scary texts me and he gives me the heads up and he goes, just so you know, this might happen because Brody really wants to get this on the air.
Well,
so the next 5 minutes I get a text from Brody. Hey, just so you know, this might happen because Scary really wants to get this on the air. And I go,
Scary,
you guys, they're throwing each other under the bus.
We must back up here.
She's
because
speaking.
Scary.
Reclaiming my time.
I'm sorry. Danielle is trying to speak.
Yeah. Apparently. So
we got
apparently,
lots of time here.
Nobody would take credit for who brought up the topic because it might have been insulting to me and they just want to make sure I was okay, which is fine. But I'm like, Scary, Brody just said this was your idea. And then Brody, Scary just said this. I mean, it was just ridiculous. It was back and forth all
Danielle,
morning.
It might have been insulting to you because I don't know. Because, Danielle, we've known you for 25 years.
But that's not the point. The point is you two throw each other under the bus every 5 minutes.
Well, because, we have to handle the situation with care, okay?
I'm not clear exactly what's going on here. But I will tell you, let me read you this. This was sent to me from Brody. Have a topic. Scary and I are having a problem with people asking for free Brooklyn Boys merchandise.
That would be me.
Danielle's on round two. She got three things and just asked for two more. She's okay if we want to talk about this out loud. We gave her two tank tops and a shirt for Spencer. Last night, she asked for a hoodie and a mask.
Wait a minute. First of all, I never asked for those first couple of things. You just sent them, and then you asked me if I would post them for you so you could get free publicity.
That's true.
There's more layers to this. And then
merch is expensive. It's expensive stuff.
Okay, this, we don't get the stuff for free, and it is expensive, Elvis. You're right. You've run merch stores before. But the thing is, we've known Danielle for 25 years, but not just Danielle. I'm a bit of a softie. I have a tendency to be a bad business person, true story, and give away the store. So as soon as people start asking for freebies, they come flying in, and I say yes. And then Brody's like, dude, we're in the hole here. We have to make our money back.
Well, I mean, you're not being a very good business partner by giving all your shit away.
And we are in this together. So go ahead, Brody.
See, Scary figured out that if he gives away merchandise, it's half the price because we're both chipping in. So he's only giving away half the cost. So he'll text me and say, oh, so-and-so in the building wanted a shirt. He's a big fan. And he goes, I'm not giving it to him. No, I'm not giving it to him. Then the next day he goes, yeah, I gave it to him. So he's giving away all our merchandise. So we still haven't made a profit. And then,
well, the question is this: do you want to make a profit, or you just want to get your logo out there? Because you know, radio stations have been giving away shirts for years and years and years,
right,
hoping that the logo gets out there and the brand's board. But if you want to make money,
here's
or
the
at least
thing: what
break
you're
even.
Right, Elvis. But what we don't want to do is take a loss, and we're taking a loss because so we just ordered new hoodies and new sweatshirts and new T-shirts, all new patterns at BrooklynBoys.BigCartel.com, and so the guy says to us, do you want to place an order for the new merchandise? So I said, yeah, give me four things for me and my family. Scary ordered 32 items that now I'm paying half for so he can have his trunk full of stuff and give it to everybody.
But that's a good
he
idea.
He gives it to guys at the
I
restaurant.
I think that's a good idea.
That's a great idea because then people post it. Like, you ask people to post it and we post it.
But
so
you need,
it's not
but
like,
you
know.
In business, Danielle, you always need to have some sort of, you need to see a return on your investment. If you're spending that much money, how are you making money back?
And by the way, I did offer to pay, and I said I'll give it to my son.
And what did I tell you, Danielle?
No problem. I'll send it to you.
No. I'll send it to you because he makes me ship everything.
Okay,
right. Yeah. Oh, Elvis, he makes the company pay for our shipping, and I yelled at him for that.
No. I just said if Danielle wants stuff sent to her house, I'm gonna get it to her. The thing
and
is, Danielle is now offering to buy it through our website for Christmas, and I said, why not? Your son is a huge fan. I'm just gonna send him a hoodie and a mask. Why not? What's the big deal?
So
I have a problem.
But the problem is that the two of them today on the text message were like throwing each other under the bus, just so you know, this is Brody's idea. And then he's, just so you know, this is Scary's idea. But,
Who sent you screenshots?
Brody sent me screenshots, and it looks like Scary's been lying.
Yep.
The thing is,
Tell Elvis.
At the end of the day, guys, and I don't want to bore everybody with this because I want to be a good person. We radio stations and things of this nature are known for giving away freebies. If we lose a few dollars along the way in our merch store, big deal.
All of them.
But we've hooked up Danielle and her son.
All
for 25 years, I know this woman.
Thank you.
I'm on Scary's side. Are we allowed to pick sides, or did I just jump the gun?
Pick sides.
I pick Scary's side. I think that sometimes you just got to spend a little bit on marketing, and it'll get out the word, and you'll see your shirts everywhere. Like, if I saw a Brooklyn Boys shirt walking toward me, I'd probably be like, oh, what is that? If I had no idea, I might Google it. You'll get some traffic to your website. Team Scary.
Well, you see, Gandhi, that's a good idea in theory, but there's also the business end of it. We don't know what sort of budget they have. We don't know if Scary has gone over... Maybe he's gone way over what he should
be. I'm sure he has.
Over. I charged it to my credit card.
But now
someone has to pay that.
I know. Now it's just going. Isn't What's it that? All about influencers on social media? And
yes,
like,
Danielle.
A
and
lot
it would be
of people.
Great if you, as an influencer, posted yourself in the tank top and put our link.
I did. I posted
did.
Spencer in the t-shirt, and I get a swipe up.
Yeah, Spencer.
Link for you.
I want to see Danielle Monero in the
you
shirt.
You sent me a fucking tank top that could fit a little kid.
I think that was his intent.
Hold on,
Froggy, back me up here. Elvis, we had a problem. Scary wanted to send Danielle a large tank top.
Yeah,
and I said that would be offensive.
No.
So we sent her a small as a compliment, and now she's mad.
I was taught when you buy women clothing, you go downsize and let them return for the upsize.
Not with tight-ass tank tops fit for children.
He wanted to give her a large.
Danielle, I'm telling you, you get more traffic if you put the small tank top on. I'm just trying to tell you.
That's what I said, Froggy.
There'll be one boob in the tank top and one boob out the tank top.
Do you want me to take over? I'll take over your merchandise budgeting for the business. Now, how much do you want to spend? The question is, well, how much can you get back from spending that? If you're going to start sending stuff out to people, you need to be sending it to influencers. You need to be getting money back on your investment. You really should.
Right now, we're in the red.
Okay. How far in the red are you?
The guy from the AM station, $40 worth of merch. The guy from the AM station doesn't even have social media.
That's a bad move.
That's a bad business move.
He put it on his personal Facebook page, okay? So his friends and family will probably see it.
So you do admit that you have you're not great at business.
I'm awful. Do not listen. I always said if I bought a restaurant or a bar,
and
all
you
my
have.
Friends would be there every day or night, eating for free, drinking for free, because I'm like, it's my friends, I'm a family. What the hell? You can't charge these people. How do I look you in the face and give you a bill at the end
Brody,
of the night?
Elvis? You're 50-50 partner with the Brooklyn Boys merchandise, right?
Right.
So what do you want to do? What objectives do you want to work toward here?
I would like Scary to sensibly give out merchandise to our friends and family. You know, like, one or two things. If people ask and want to promote, that's wonderful. That's great. But he's giving it to everybody who he meets on the street. He's handing it out like candy on Halloween. He put out a bucket of shirts.
He tried to force a hoodie on me. I don't even want one.
I want a hoodie.
Yeah.
You see, okay,
can I get a hoodie?
I would love a hoodie. How much are hoodies? Yeah. Those are obviously the most expensive item.
They're $29.99. That's a bargain.
That's not bad.
That's actually a good price for
you.
I got an important phone call coming through. I'll be right back.
Okay, love you. You don't spend $29.99 on that. You're selling it for $29.99.
Yes.
Is that what you're saying?
Yes, yes.
Yeah,
We're selling it on this store for it's like $20.
No, we're not going to go there.
No, it's like $20. No, we don't make it. We don't make much.
No, we don't make a lot of money.
We don't make a whole lot of money.
All right. Well, right now you're not making any because Scary's giving all this shit away.
Right.
I would like for you to give me a sweatshirt, a hoodie,
okay,
and I'm going to give it to Danielle. I'm not wearing your garbage.
No. Fuck you. Well, that's very supportive.
Elvis, just to show you like how each side they're on. So I bought a Brooklyn Boys mask because I'm a good friend and I wanted to support Scary, yep, and Brody with, yes, Scary, whatever. So Scary goes, "Hey, why'd you buy it? I would have just given it to you."
Hey, Brody, that should make your blood boil when you hear that.
Yes, you know what? I thanked him right away, right? Because he supported us and he bought the mask.
See, I would wear a hoodie, absolutely.
You would.
I would too.
Yeah, but not.
We even toned down the logo so you'd like it, Elvis.
We'd wear the hoodie, Elvis?
Of course I'd wear the hoodie.
Now, would you post it and put the link to our merchandise store?
Never.
Yeah, fuck you.
In fact, he'd only wear it off camera. So on purpose.
Yeah.
I would never wear it near a camera.
Right. Well, you know what? I would afford to pay for it then.
I would happily wear it to the grocery store.
Froggy says it's bad investment. You got to pay for it then.
All right. Danielle, I was going to get them to give me a hoodie and I was going to give it to you.
Oh, so why don't you do that?
Because I told him that I'm not going to wear it on social media.
Yep. He said he'll wear it to the grocery store.
I said I'll wear it to the grocery store.
That's very nice of you.
I don't know. I don't think
if you go
there
to the grocery
people...
store, you'll see everybody working there in our shirts if Scary was there.
There are some people that should not go into business and own things, and I think I'm one of them because, yeah, I would give away the farm. I can't charge my friends. You have a very generous heart.
You have a very nice guy. Yeah.
Are you in the merchandise business or are you in the podcast business?
I'm in the podcast business.
Okay.
Yes.
And sometimes I think you put investment into, like, with my husband for real estate, he puts so much of his own money back into, you know, marketing and stuff like that. He doesn't get it all back.
Scary would give away houses.
You know, to get the name and the mention
right
out there.
I see what you're saying, Danielle.
To be nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he gives away Frisbees and little erasers. He doesn't give away $30 hoodies.
All right. Well, to be continued, or as they say on TV news, we got to leave that right there.
Put a pin in it.
We're going to put a pin in it, and we'll see you tomorrow on the 50-Minute Morning Show podcast. Yay!
Bye!
Yay!
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
Time is running out to save on your Disney summer vacation. It's Danielle, and if you want to score adult tickets at child prices, you need UndercoverTourist.com. They're an authorized seller of Disney tickets to both Walt Disney World and Disneyland. These are the real deal. They link to the official Disney app so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. I am so excited for you to save at UndercoverTourist.com. They have a best price guarantee. The magic awaits at UndercoverTourist.com.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.